I don't care. Let's give them something to talk about.
Okay, we're back on tape after the executive sessions on Monday, the February 5th.
Hey, since we're back in session, right? And I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Tomorrow on the agenda is you're signing the plats now, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fifth Plain Creek 2 and 3. That's the place across from my brother's, that side of the street. So just talked to Taylor. He still hasn't got the agreement signed with Lennar and them. When that plat is signed, hopefully they'll stay with their deal, but they don't have to.
So
this should have been done a year ago, but we've screwed around with it for an entire year.
He doesn't have to sign the plat, does he?
I don't know.
Until we have the DA done?
It looks like... I don't know. So
sounds like a legal question.
So it may come up, though, if there's somebody... Somebody may talk about it tomorrow, too. You know, Monet's Gardens people or something. Just letting you know.
Okay. Because they had come to individual council members before to complain about that mm-hmm. project. So. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the plat?
Fifth Plain 2 and 3. Okay.
So are we actually voting on it, or are we?
I think it's just what
informational. I think it's an informational,
isn't it?
Item. Yeah. I may have already signed it. I did. I think I did sign it.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a copy of it. Well, maybe it's just a staff report. I signed. I will check with Taylor.
Okay. So the most that may happen is public comment on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a sheet of paper that Holly and I prepared.
Uh-huh.
It's an outline for the state of the county. So do you want me to walk through it, Holly?
The first one I always ask for this is, it's for us. Okay. Purpose of the state of the county.
It's not for us. It's for the county.
It's for us to decide what our purpose of the county is. And from there, it dictates everything we do.
Will you say that again?
What do you think the purpose of the state of the county is?
It's to tell the people what the state of the county is.
Very good.
And
so that dictates
going.
Everything below it, you know.
We're telling it.
It's not here for a, yeah, right. Good, bad, ugly, whatever. Mm-hmm. Still the state of the county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have the intro, Councillor Bolt. Pledge of Allegiance, welcome. Remarks about, I'm just reading this. The Neighborhood Association, and they will present the Outstanding County Employee of the Year Award, which I guess they do every year.
Every year there will be two people this year, not just the usual one. Mm-hmm.
And this is in the eyes of the Neighborhood Association. How many associations are there?
20, I believe.
Okay. So it's a bit... big deal.
And when you say podium, I can't remember what it looked like when Steve did his thing there. Was it everybody? Oh, you weren't here, so I don't.
Right,
is it like a small thing or?
I think it looks very much like the one we use here. It has a slope thing and then a shelf underneath it. So we're just going to take our logo.
I'm at the stage.
The stage is a generous
Like get that the fair appreciation?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's like that.
Oh,
there are different size stages up there.
Okay.
I have learned. So we're getting one that's 12 feet deep and 24 feet long, so you'll have more room than you did last year.
Are we all up there?
Yes.
Okay.
That because you all want it to be an hour, the whole program is my understanding, you want it to be an hour, we've tried to make it as efficient as possible with as little getting up and down and going and moving and dead space as we can. So if you're all up there, that'll just make everything faster.
Okay.
So after the neighborhood associations, Councilor Bolden then talked about the fair. 150th anniversary. Timeline, historical photos. His transition to achievements and opportunities to be determined. So I'll talk about the fair, but that'll fade in then
yeah,
to
right.
County.
Yeah, I'll just have to write a bridge, figure out some
right,
topic
yeah,
to
yeah.
get us from here to there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To phase into the first part. Well, no. We talked about accomplishments and future opportunities. So each counselor will then cover those two topics. First, Councilor Bow. And then we just go down the line, accomplishments, opportunities.
So the question is, that's why I asked what the purpose of this was.
Mm-hmm.
GMA is in here, budget in here, which is a big deal about the state of the county. Probably our biggest deal, so. So these topics are rough draft or just kind of,
mm-hmm. Well,
so we figure out where we want, which.
Well.
I do need them pinned down because I have only 2 weeks and 2 days to put all the information together. So.
What information?
So the state of the county in, it's not non-compliance, it's. What is our
invalid?
Step? Invalid. Obviously, we don't want to focus on that, but the complication of GMA somehow needs to be in here, but in a way that the general public can understand, I think, two things. What this council has been trying to do with our whole thrust for land use and what it means for the citizens, which and property owners, which I don't think we want to go into too deeply, because I think our problem is just temporary.
I think the only mention of growth management, I'm just looking at this, is the railroad.
It was only Councilor Bolt who just mentioned that yeah. and the budget.
So
it's not
is that
like
something you
genie.
Is that something you want to have as a topic?
No.
It's. I mean, it is a big deal.
So you're saying, is that going to be in your introduction then, or something?
Probably in my
both
part.
Both of the whole thing.
Okay.
GMA and the railroad.
No, not the railroad.
I'm the railroad.
Yeah.
But.
In a tight budget.
I think, I don't know if somebody else wants to talk about budget, and I mean, you two are in the priorities budget stuff. I mean, it's a big part of the county.
Yeah, and we are doing something differently around budgeting.
Right.
And
yep.
Actually, I think it's a really positive message.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So do I. Yeah.
So we'll add those two.
So program-based budgeting.
Then. Does mm-hmm. anyone particularly want to talk about those?
I'll do it.
The budgeting.
For Councilor Bolt,
you want GMA.
Uh-huh. So our thought, we had those two. If you said, yeah, the rest of this looks good, the assignments look good, we would go back and then prepare some bullet points after each of these topics. So you can take them. Some you may know a lot about, some you may know need some information, and then you could read from the bullet points to or get more information on it.
And does this, hopefully we have flexibility if you, between now and maybe a week from now or even right up to it, you have an issue you'd like to talk about, I mean, it's our show.
Go rogue.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I do think it's wise
Time-wise.
Because I eliminated the color guard because I figured standing up to say the Pledge of Allegiance faster than the color guard. We're down to 7 or 8 minutes per speaker.
Why do we have to have an hour?
That was the direction.
Last year was about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, yeah.
If you want it to be a little over an hour, or
I don't want it to be
at the retreat, I got
start to finish.
Like, I got like yeah, less than an hour.
About time, yeah.
Yes.
I think so too, but I also think that the color guard is our color guard.
I would like to see the color guard.
I don't eliminate need to speak some for 7 or 8 minutes.
I'd eliminate some talking rather than the color guard. Actually, it's just that people do. Holly understands that when politicians get up there, they tend to drone on. So we just have to be cognizant. I don't. I listen to others and I say, "You guys, they don't care."
But on the other issue, it's our one time in the entire year to put our message out.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So it's not a fly by night.
No. This is organized, and it's a good thing we're organizing it. So,
color guard in or out?
I would like it, man.
Color guard. It's ours. I say.
Tell me now, or I'll hold my text.
I believe we should have a color guard.
While we walk through the issues.
Okay.
So, Holly?
Yes.
We're in here by district number. So, online building permits and the summit that we just had, which I thought was useful and helpful and highly effective. Online building permits, and then segue into permit center. Almost all of District 1 is already in the city. So it's, I think, John, even you have more county residents than I do, and after some annexations I have even less and more annexations to come. So I don't want to talk, we're talking about the whole county here, but some of this information is good, but not necessarily specifically directly related to far and away the majority of people in District 1. Because it's all in the Vancouver city limits except for a very narrow strip. So
we talked about giving you all topics that are sort of near and dear to your heart and that you know about. We tried to go that way rather than what applies to a specific district.
Well, but I do need to be sensitive to people wondering, well, how does that relate? She's my district representative. How does that relate? You know I'm very focused on what we do in the county as a whole. There's no question about that. Because we are a whole entity. So let me think about that.
As far as this is countywide, I would think.
Well, that is all countywide.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's important, and I think we're making good headway.
Other than Otto Brown Park, which is in District 4, I was looking at these as, and I think Jim was, as all countywide issues.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
It's like torn. You get that one because that one's in your district.
Go out and see the walk down.
Yeah.
Why don't we just walk through these quickly, just so you know what they are. Starting with Councilor Bolt's items, State County Pioneers in Development, Disabilities, Employment. I think pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. Indigent Defense. Had a work group that worked on that and have a conclusion. Mental health sales tax asked for, same with that. Homelessness, partnering with the city.
John, since you're on Columbia River Mental Health, that'll fit. Would you want to talk about the homelessness?
I'm not on the board anymore, but I can say that about it. I'm on council.
I mean, that's, you're the council, so, yeah. I think it fits better. Right?
Did you get that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, and where I could logically group things together, I've tried to logically group things together. Yeah. Like the online, the changes in the permit center. Three different things, but they all seem to group together.
Councilor Stewart, Public Works Accreditation, Smart Traffic Signals, doing a lot of that, that I would think people are...
That's all integrated everywhere, yeah. So...
Then you'd mentioned the online building permits, the event we had, and
yeah,
then
the status of that.
Yeah.
And full implementation date. I'll want to know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Each of these will be both a summary of what's happened and forward looking as much as their. Is information to go forward because, yeah, you don't want to just sit and do a rehash of everything that you already know about, mm-hmm. the yeah. audience knows about. You want something new.
Okay. Do we know when CityGate's going to have their report?
Well, it was in 2 months at the event that was a week ago, so
late March.
A little less than 2 months. Yeah. Councilor Olson. Sheriff's Office, CRESA, Accreditation, Blue Ribbon Commission.
Are we going to add budget, some budget stuff in there for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I need to know that.
Lewis and Clark Greenway Trail Planning.
Oh, I didn't have it. Okay.
Oh. Councilor.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
And Holly, maybe one other maybe sub quick mention of the sidewalk program, the investment we just made, the $1 million into sidewalks.
In Hazeldale?
Well, it's not necessarily Hazeldale per se, it's just
everywhere.
Yeah. And just maybe how that will leverage additional grants, or, you know, just something super simple.
It's also about responsiveness.
Yeah.
Councilor Blum, Mental Health Triage Center, Aging in Place. You know more what to say about ADUs than we do.
So that's under opportunities.
So I think part and what Holly and I kind of discussed is the one accomplishment, which is the ordinance we just did. Plus the opportunity is potentially
okay.
future
so it
expansion.
Fits in the middle there.
Yeah.
Well, that actually would segue just fine into homelessness if we're talking about housing shortage.
Yeah.
Otto Brown Park, value pricing, railroad, GMA economic development.
So, like
anything else?
We're adding budget. We're adding
budget and GMA.
And GMA.
And moving one topic.
Mm-hmm. If you want a horse trade,
that's
topics.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No. No, if you give one, you got to get one.
You need to give them all away.
Or vice versa.
Well, and we may need to. Sort of cultivate them too.
Yeah. Yeah, Holly will be working on them. Some of them you know a lot about them.
Can you guys be working on this together, Holly and Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, Holly's going to be doing all the words. I'm just kind of providing some information on the programs as she needs it.
And do you all want more than bulletproof points, or is that enough? Do you want actual?
When would we have the bullet points?
That's it. These are the bullet points.
No, you're going to give us some data. Yeah.
You think there'd be like half dozen bullet points at the maximum per topic?
Probably just given the time.
Yeah. And the reason I ask is just so if we, I'm just for myself, if I've got the bullet points in a period of time for me to kind of process through how I want to go through them and speak to them.
Oh, we certainly would. I'm not going to hand them to you at the last hour. No. I would hope 2-3 days before. And what I can do too is do a draft, come back to you with each one and say, is this where you want to go with it, or do we go some other direction?
Yeah, I'll think through some stuff too and talk to me some
Do we introduce the next person?
Yes.
Oh, that works out. It doesn't work that I'm going back and forth.
No, that's good. We thought, we'll do all the achievements and then all the opportunities, but that's a lot of getting up and down. So if each person would then just
introduce the next person.
The next person down the line, and then Councilor Quirin turns it back over to Councilor Bolt, and you wrap up with something fun.
Okay.
Tell a joke or do a dance?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe a dance. Well, no. I better not do dancing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Who's qualified to do dancing?
Well, in a couple months, both Councillor Blum and I will be qualified to do dancing.
Dancing with the council?
We're dancing with the stars.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back up and see that.
Yeah.
March 24th for the Rotary.
I would probably pay some money to see that.
Well, you can. $75. You can see at the table.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, where does the money go?
It goes to the Rotary, and then it goes to all their charitable activities.
Okay.
You can focus in on youth programs this year.
Yeah.
You get to pick your own partners.
Actually, we're partnered with professional dancers. They're going to actually teach us. Well, at least I am. I don't know about you.
Yeah, supposedly she's a professional dancer, but she's also a CPA, so I'm not sure how
professional dancing didn't actually give her the income she needed. Certainly decided to get a real job.
So, Holly, evidently we've gotten stuff to the media, because at least online, even Clark County Today have us on it.
Oh, yeah.
Reflector has it on us.
Yes.
Columbian.
Yes. We're doing online. We're doing
It's really
Facebook,
out there.
Twitter. Good. That's what we were aiming
I see it
for.
Everywhere.
And you might know that the Daily Insider folded on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We had contracted with them for running the ad for, and the ad simply looks like this, only a different color, for a month. So we won't be paying that full bill.
Does Tony's wife?
Nancy. She decided to close it down. Apparently some advertisers pulled out. Which
really?
Is always.
I don't know if it would be kind of neat to do something for
her?
For that. I mean, they've done...
On our own newspaper, or what?
I don't know, to thank
I'm sorry,
him for...
I don't have time.
No, yeah. I don't know.
My own newspaper, yeah.
Maybe just a letter or something.
Could do that.
You know, because it comes back to Tony was, you know, a huge part of this community.
Yeah. I printed their the wrap-up close down story, if anybody wants to see it.
That's kind of neat. Okay. Anything else? Nothing? Okay. Well, we got some food out of the deal anyway.
So are we going to also include when the when the fair opens, opening day, and give them just a little advance?
That will be
like
on senior day. All the, there are some special days, right? So if that can be enumerated too, probably be helpful.
Or even if it ends up in the program.
Yeah.
So that.
And we are designing and are going to have made little refrigerator magnets that will be.
Oh, wow.
We're using tables this time, tables and chairs, instead of rows of seating, something a little friendlier. And
well, that's kind of neat.
We're going to have magnets with the dates of the fair on the tables, so the six people who sit at each table can take one home and be a reminder that they need to go to the fair. And we're having enough printed that John Morris will get a bunch of
additional.
And I would expect, even though, you know, you're on it, so you should at least say again how many days.
Well,
okay?
Yes, I will. I'll get the countdown from. Yeah.
And isn't it one of the most successful county fairs in the country?
Top three.
That's in the top
10 of all fairs, state and county fairs.
Yeah.
And I have some of that information, but I'll check back.
Maybe check back with John on that, because I think he's got all the data.
Right. They're doing, are you involved? They're doing a special book, working on a book.
I'm not involved in that, but if
yeah,
they
doing
turn
a
up
full
something
book
good,
for
that'd
be pretty neat.
The information. Mm-hmm. I know they're doing it, but.
Yeah.
And food and decorations?
We're going, oddly enough, we're going with the fair theme. doing what we hope will be a little funny different without putting hand dirt on the floor.
Very good.
Although I like what you're doing with the hay.
Yeah.
You should tell.
Oh.
Well, we thought we could do some hay bales just for fun. And Paul Scarpelli is buying 20 bales of hay, and his department is paying for them, and then they're going to the hay bank for the neglected horses.
Mm.
So we'll have a bit of country time.
You tell
some
them.
Wildlife in there too, some farm animals.
We thought we would have a petting zoo, but you know that one went away.
Did you clear that
the
one with
the
fire marshal?
The council and the petting zoo.
Yeah.
Okay, that it? Hey, sure. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.